A Coast Guard investigator is listening to evidence that led to charges against the surviving co-pilot in a Washington helicopter crash. The brand new H-60 was headed for Sitka when it hit power lines, killing three of the crew aboard. Matt Miller of Juneau member station KTOO tells us about yesterday's hearing about charging Lieutenant Lance Leone with dereliction of duty for not doing enough to prevent the pilot, Lieutenant Sean Kruger, from flying too low.
Lieutenant Leone is flanked in the courtroom by his Navy and Coast Guard legal counsel and John M. Smith, an Army veteran who has a civilian law practice in Arlington, Virginia. On the other side, two other Coast Guard officers are presenting the government's case. In the back of the high-ceiling courtroom, gallery benches are partially filled with observers, including Leone's wife and brother-in-law. Kyler Kruger, widow of pilot Sean, has flown up from Florida to attend the hearing and provide some moral support for Leone. After lunchtime review of the cockpit voice recorder behind closed doors, Captain Timothy Heitch testified afterwards that an automated audible altitude alarm, heard only by the pilots, went off when the helicopter descended below 200 feet during the flight. He also said the helicopter was traveling at an altitude of 114 feet and a speed of 110 knots moments before the crash. In his words, it then struck the wires and was torn apart by dynamic forces. Testimony has not yet touched on the visibility of the wires and how they were allegedly improperly marked as hazards to aircraft. That may come later. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.